The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished to name the child. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, our new auxiliary bishop, Bishop Cotta, he gave a talk at one of the local, it was the Rad Center, I forget the new name of the hotel. And in his talk, he spoke of his motto, that when you are ordained a bishop, you create an original motto, a coat of arms. And he said he put a symbol for his name at the base of the coat of arms. You might think, well, gosh, that's a little presumptuous for putting your own name on there. And then he went on to explain, his first name is Myron. And he said, all throughout his youth, he hated his name. He thought, Myron? Right? Where did they come up with that? Well, as he got a little older, his dad shared with him, the reason he chose that name is because a quarterback on the 49ers, whom he really liked, had that name. He goes, oh gosh, that's a great reason, you know, to choose my name. You know, his friends would make wisecracks, Myron, you know. He enters the seminary. And he's reading one day about the sacrament of baptism. And as he's reading along, there's a quote from one of the Eastern fathers, one of the Greek fathers. And they say, and then after you pour water on the child, you put Myron on it. Myron is Greek for chrism. And on the day of his ordinations, as the bishop soaked his hands in chrism, he understood, okay, Lord, you were the one who chose my name, working in and through my silly dad. And on the day of his ordination as a bishop, if you were there, part of an ordination rite for a new bishop is that the ordaining bishop pours chrism on his head. Bishop Soto had no idea what the name Myron meant. He didn't just put a little chrism as you're supposed to. He dumped chrism on his head. It poured down all over his face. He understood precisely why God allowed the bishop to ordain him in that way. And what is one of the primary duties of a bishop? It is to celebrate the sacrament of chrismation, the sacrament of confirmation, to confirm people in the faith. And he understood that before he was born, God chose his name. From all eternity, that was the name that God chose that he would have. I could give you so many examples of people as they journey in their faith and they discover, oh my gosh, Lord, you were the one who chose my name. That's why you named me that. The angel came and said, your son will be named John. He revealed it not only to Zechariah, but also to Elizabeth separately. As we hear from the prophet Isaiah about John, the Lord called me from my birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. The name John means grace of God. He would be filled with the grace of God from the time in his mother's womb. He would be the one to reveal the grace of God all throughout his life and prepare Israel for the fullness of God's grace. If you've never done it before, If you've not yet discovered, Lord, why did you name me this? You ought to ask for that grace. Because very often in the spiritual life, people make that discovery. Oh my gosh, that was your plan. You loved me so much that even though I did not know it, you chose my name.